This is great. Now I can talk to Dan. And I can trust Mab to keep Ari busy and happy with some sort of girl activity while I'm away doing this.
Yeah, I've been getting headaches the past few days. So the doctor said to take one every evening for a week. But it's not so bad. It tastes a bit like grape soda. Besides, it gives me an excuse to take the week off with some relaxation, and who knows, maybe a romantic encounter or two.
Dan! I need you right now!
Ha! I knew she was just a cover. Pay up, Jairus.
Frig!
Gee, Merle, I never knew you had feelings like that for me.
What? No! You're egotistical twit! I need to ask you a question!
Oh, alrighty then. What can I help you with?
Okay, you see, well, it goes like this. There is, you know, Dan, it's really hard to talk to you when you're bleeding all over the floor.
Well, aren't we Mr. Picky today?
Okay, have you ever, in any of your adventures, encountered and slain a succubus named Destanya?
Oh, Destanya, Destanya. You know, that name is very familiar, though I can't quite place it. Is she kind of golden in color? Wears pink? Often seen lurking about in mazes with spirits?
That's Mrs. Pac-Man, Dan.
Oh, so it is. I don't suppose they'd be related in any way, perchance.
Dan, my girlfriend thinks you killed someone very close to her, and so she wants to kill you. You're my friend, so...
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Yes, she's an ex-succubus and she wants you dead for supposedly killing Destanya. So have
is
you...
Is she some kind of a dog?
What? No, she's a feline. Feline who wants you dead.
I see. You don't suppose she wouldn't mind hooking you up with some of her cute canine friends first, do you?
Oh no, not at all. I'm sure she wouldn't mind after she kills you.
You know, there is an old proverb that says, the love of a succubus shall only lead thee to heartache.
What?
Yeah. Never mind. Just silly stuff. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'll go ask some contacts if they can find some information on this Destanya.
Thanks, Stan. I'll try to keep Ari off your back till then, although keep an eye out and try to avoid her if you can.
No problem.
That also includes you don't try to hit on her either, Dan.
Well, jeez. Talk about no fun.
I hope Dan can find some answers. In the meantime, I guess I have to keep Harry away from here. Maybe I can convince her to go on a beach trip, or... Oh my God! Finally made it back to Lost Lake. I just hope I'm in time to prevent Dan and Harry from meeting.
Hey, Marlitz. I think I just found your girlfriend.
Wonderful. Perhaps you can now help me find the rest of my skull.
Harry! Wait! Stop!
What? Marlitz, what are you doing here?
Hear me out for a second. You can't kill Dan. I know you're mad, but you have to relax and think this through before you do something rash that you might regret later.
Very true. Thanks. You're right. I can't just kill Dan. Doing that would be too quick, and what he deserves is a long and slow torture. Now stay back, darling. Gee, it's a tongue in my ass. I never liked violence. Doubly so when it's my friends who are fighting. So here is my proposition. Either you both quit fighting long enough to explain your reasons, or I will make you guys have a long time out.